believers are keeping a low profile as Iran looks for scapegoats. A second wave disaster strikes Bangladesh, and a ministry helps Uganda in the fight against malaria. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's looking for scapegoats to blame for the presidential protests of recent weeks. Regime supporters are calling for an investigation of opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Christians will probably get the brunt of the blame.
Iran basically has two songs that they play. It's either going to be the fault of the West or the fault of the Jews. So we're just praying for the church, because the government's not going to let this go by without punishing someone, and we're concerned that it'll be the church.
Iran has a large and fast-growing house church movement, despite decades of oppression.
There has just been more openness to the gospel because they're much more free thinkers in Iran. So they're very open to exploring other ideas, and of course that's been a great thing for the gospel.
Pray the church will grow larger and stronger as it faces persecution. Next, almost a month after Cyclone Ayla hit Bangladesh, another disaster is unfolding. Thousands remain without food, water, and basic hygiene. Hundreds of Compassion International-assisted children are affected. In response, Compassion Bangladesh is sending a medical team to the most affected areas to address health concerns. Compassion's child development centers are providing food. Pray wisdom for the teams as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in the crisis areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Canada, African immigrants are now the focus for Africa Inland Mission. They've flooded into the country in the past 20 years, putting estimates at 300,000 living in Canada's major cities today. They often have the hardest time integrating into the workforce. Most come from African nations where open evangelism isn't allowed. It's a huge open door for outreach specifically to that population. Pray that AIM will find creative and transformational ministries. Meanwhile, Uganda's health ministry is giving out free mosquito nets in September. It's part of a strategy to fight malaria, the number one killer in Uganda. AMG International's Roger Thomas agrees.
At our child care center in Agamba, we have about 250 children, and at least three children a week are taken into the clinic for treatment of malaria.
They're working in the poorest rural areas where
most of their homes do not have the mosquito nets that they need to protect them from the mosquito bites.
It's taken time to earn the community's trust.
We've had cases where the parents come and take the children out of the clinic and take them to the witch doctor. And of course, they don't get any help. We've had children die because of that. If we have our own clinic, which is under construction right now, we'll be able to keep the children there and treat them for malaria.
Thomas says that will bear fruit.
Because if you build a relationship both with the children and the parents, and you're giving the gospel to the children, eventually you change the child, the family, the whole community.
And July 4th marks the 233rd birthday of the United States of America, Independence Day. It's a day for picnics, family, and fireworks. But this weekend, more than 400 churches will do something to help soldiers who are serving overseas. Troy Carl with Faith Comes By Hearing says it's a special program.
At the request of troops as well as chaplains in all the branches of the military, our ministry has developed a device called the Military Bible Stick. And it's a preloaded audio scripture listening device, much like an iPod, but it's totally dedicated to the Bible in dramatized form.
According to Carl, 9,000 are already being used, but he's asking churches to help with the huge demand.
We have about 12,000 right now that are on back order as chaplains are requesting. For $25, we can provide a troop with a military Bible stick and also provide the scriptures for their family members as well.
Soldiers are coming to Christ. You can give. Go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll connect you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Global Action Touch the World trip to India. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.